give us any input. So having that said, I will turn it over to Mr. Dorenkamp.
Commissioner, as you alluded to, I guess my opinion, the county's at a point, shouldn't say the county, where I think this whole residential area is at a point where it would sure be a good thing, I think, to figure out a strategy on how we are going to proceed with Cougar Canyon, whether or not we're going to be able to perhaps through tax sales make some of those properties available. I realize that there's still infrastructure that needs to be addressed, but it just kind of seems like we've hit another standstill, and Cougar Canyon is no further along being developed or property sold or anything else than it was right after bankruptcy. So I guess I would kind of like to get County Assessor Jody Amato's and County Treasurer Donna Leonetti's opinions on their thoughts about looking at possibly selling properties through tax deeds, or excuse me, through tax sales.
Who wants to go first with that, Ms. Amato?
Well, can you gentlemen hear me?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Really, this is going to be in Donna's court, whatever she needs to do. Overall, there's 252 parcels in Cougar Canyon, and we have 18 parcels in Stone Ridge. This is going to be a treasurer's issue. Whatever they do, hopefully we can get them sold, and then I'll get them back on the tax roll, and hopefully we can, with the current assessments and where the value is now, and we're in our reval period, so I don't foresee a lot of change in the value going into 2021 and 2022. A vacant property out there right now, their tax bill would be about $300 to $400. So it would be affordable even with the Metro District at this point, unless they start selling those lots for a couple hundred thousand a lot. But in my opinion, I don't foresee that anytime in the future.
I don't know what I did with your O&E, they're average 125
and 45. Okay, thank you, Ms. Amato. We have somebody on the, it's not muted, caller one.
It's me, Luis.
Okay.
Donna, I was just getting ready to say something.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Donna.
Well, to start a process like this, which we can, because they're each parcel has quite a few years on them. The average O&E to order from Daughter Abstract is going to be around $125 per parcel. Advertising for each one of these is going to be average $45 in the paper for 3 weeks. That's something that the county is going to have to pay in order to get the process started. So that's another thing to think about. Once the county moves forward and say if they do get treasurer's deeds on 260 some accounts, then they can move forward and have an auction and sell it. The only thing is the back taxes would be wiped out. The school won't get their money, but at least they can move forward and start taxing and selling and making money forward instead of backwards. It's going to take a process. It's probably take at least 6 months average if we can get them all at the same time. Maybe longer, depends on like Daughter Abstract too.
So then I have a question with that, Donna. What happens to the Metro District as well as the mill levy that sits on that property?
The Metro District?
Correct.
That's Jody had stated something in that letter. There's nothing they can really do about that until she has like a, what did you say, Jody, a court order, if I can remember correctly?
That's right. In order to dissolve the Metro District, we would have to have, I and Donna both need a court order from district court stating that the Metro District has been dissolved. We already have had one section of the Metro District dissolved, but that was the part of the Metro District that did not have a mill levy. Currently, I have to apply the existing 55 mills to those properties until we have a court order or a seated Metro District board, which I was under the assumption that the city was trying to get that board seated. That way they could be in good standings with Department of Regulatory Affairs. So we might see some progress on that mill levy. But going forward, until we have court orders or something from the state stating that that Metro District has been dissolved, I still have to apply 55 mills to all those properties within that district. But even with the 55 mills, the way the values are sitting currently today, a vacant lot out there would have a $300 to $400 tax bill.
And I spoke with Mr. Valentine briefly yesterday on some of these issues too. And I don't know if the city, Audra, I see he's on the call, and Ms. Ogletree as well, want to say anything about where the city's at, or maybe you're not sure. But I think the conversation was alluding to possibly bringing on a different legal counsel to move forward with that. And also in that conversation with the infrastructure out there, there's some stuff on sections of that property that would not be able to be permits pulled for due to the fact of a pump station, lift station for sewage has not ever been in place for, I'm not sure what area of the, but I believe a big section of it. So that infrastructure would be about close to $500,000. So those are some different things to look at as we move forward to see would it be beneficial now to look at doing this move or maybe just a few of them that are areas that can be developed instead of the ones that can't be developed. So they would be positively influenced or looked at by a contractor, or they can move forward and build on a lot and sell a home other than the entirety of the properties that are delinquent and target the ones that are more suitable to be used and purchased and looked at. And I think we can get that clarification from the city when they we can have a discussion with them on that. And see and target specifically which area would be easier for development to move forward immediately instead of obtaining all of these. And the big elephant in the room, not Jack there, Tony, but your dog, the big elephant in the room is the dissolving of all the back taxes on that for a majority of those properties. Then we'll have an opportunity for possibly a developer who is invested in this place to get off scot-free of having to pay any past debt, which at this point is kind of a not going to happen anyway. So what's the best move for the county and the taxing entities, taxing districts, such as the fire district, school districts, ambulance districts, the county and the city, move forward with getting some positive momentum with housing for our community. So those are some things that I would like to mention. And Audra, do you have anything on that, or Ms. Ogletree with the city? There hasn't been any discussion regarding the seating of the Metro District and or acquiring council to assist with that?
This is Councilwoman Ogletree. I'll just speak up to say I'm just here to listen. I was not tasked to bring any message. I just was curious to where things stood with you all on your end, and that's the only reason I'm on this call.
Thank you, Councilwoman.
Luis, this is Mike.
Oh, hey, Mike. I don't recognize the number. I'm sorry.
No problem. I was on two Zoom calls at once, one for the mine and one for this. So I apologize. I kind of missed the first part of the meeting. But I don't think the court would order the district dissolved with a bonding company having $25 million in debt. I don't know if they, maybe they will, but I'm sure the bonding company would have something to say about not getting paid their $25 million. So with that being said, the city has had several discussions on whether we seat the board, what happens if we do seat the board, some of the options that we've tried to talk through. There's a lot of legal work that has to happen. We've discussed whether the city, hires a special attorney, a land attorney who can unravel this quagmire that we have. I don't know, and maybe the county would love to pitch in, or even the taxing entities a little bit. I have had discussion with the River District, Purgatory River Conservancy District, and the school board was there. They're not ready to forgive their taxes, even though they're not getting anything now, and in 2 or 3 years, they still won't be getting anything. They need more information. So I think hiring a special attorney for this land use attorney is an option that we discussed. We have not done anything with that. I heard you mention the sewer lift station. Yeah, if you sell off those lots, I'm sure the developers or homeowners would want to build on them. The city will not issue a building permit for them because we don't have the sewer infrastructure. The pipelines are in. All of the developer put a lot of infrastructure in, but the sewer lift station that has to pump it up over the hill to the treatment plant is not in. My best guess is $500,000 to retest the pipe to make sure it is viable, and to install the lift station along with transformers for electricity and running those lines. The developer also did not pave the second lift of asphalt out there. We've got several homes out there that have requested paving. So you can imagine the cost of paving probably a mile of road there. Those are the lots down on Bat Masterson. Up on Bloom Street, there's some, but the roadway infrastructure is not in. The utility infrastructure is in, but there's no curb, gutter, asphalt, road base, any of that in those lots. So it is something that has to be worked out. If we were able to, get them off the county, take them over, but I think, I'm not sure legally, we were told that if the county takes them over, they have 1 year to do something with them, and they have to be for public use. I think that's in the state statute. I could be talked out of that, but that's what I remember the statute saying. So a lot has to happen. I know that we're in a housing crunch and we need housing, but I think we have to move forward cautiously and make sure that, that we're all, our I's are dotted, T's are crossed. But, and I apologize if I repeated anything because I missed first part of the meeting, but thank you.
Tony?
Go ahead, Tony.
Thank you, Chair. Mike, could you tell us approximately what the percentage of properties that would be able to have sewer and not be affected by the lift station and so on? Maybe maybe there's a possibility to develop a portion of it.
So, sure, thank you. All the properties that are, I guess if you go in Cougar Canyon Lane or whatever the heck it's called, where the cougar is, and you drive down that lane till you come to the four-way stop, all the properties to your right or to the west are tied into that sewer system and they're viable. Those properties, I think all of the lots that have curb gutter and sidewalk are pretty much spoken for. The ones that require some road and curb and gutter and such are probably in the tax lien or on the strike off list. I haven't mapped them out. I think that would be something that it would be good for staff, city and county to sit down with maps and manage that out. All the properties to the left or to the east down Bat Masterson, where there's two homes down there on the end, those require lift station infrastructure. I'd have to look at a map, Commissioner Haas, to get a percentage or a number of viable lots. But
thanks, Mike.
You bet.
So I guess we can look at it that angle, see what we can do collectively together. Mr. Dorenkamp.
Commissioner, I reached out to the tax entities and Mike helped me with this, and Mike touched upon it briefly too, those that property taxes are owed to. And I think my sense was that they would entertain the idea of forgiving those taxes if we had a plan forward. And it's no disrespect to anybody, but this is the same conversation we've had for the last, I don't know, 3, 4, 10 meetings. And I guess what I'd like to ask is, what disadvantage would the county be at to go ahead and try and sell those properties that I think Jody said there's like 262 of them that are, these are my words, are in the rears. And Donna said legally, she thought we could do that. It's going to be a process where we have to do the O&Es and the $45. What disadvantage would the county be at if we went ahead and did that? And my thoughts were, at least if they were vacant land, the purchaser would know it's vacant land. Before I can develop on this property, there's going to have to be a lift station if it's in a certain area. They would know that buying it up front. I guess I'm kind of at a loss as to, one, what disadvantage the county would be at, and then secondly, just a bit of frustration. It's the same conversation we've had for the last 3 years.
Mr. Hess.
My concern is, where would the liability of the bond lie if that were to happen then? Does anybody have that?
If I may, this is Mike.
Hey, Mike.
This is my thought. So far, the bonding company, as far as I know, they have not asked for their money. They can't release the money because Jody has to, or Donna, whoever, has to release it to the Metro District Board. They have not asked for that money. I think if you start selling them off, then the bonding company would come to the city and say, hey, this county's selling those off. We need to, you need to seat those board, that board, and they could force us into that in our discussions. To seat that board, you have to own property in that district and either live in the district or own property in that district. And there's a few other criteria for being on that board. And the county, the city would appoint that board, 5-member board. And then within 6 months, they have to hold an election They have to get their audits done from 2010 forward. They have to submit their budgets from 2010 forward. Everything has to be brought up to date. And with that, then they're seated. Not sure how many real property owners are out there and how many really want to sit on this board with everything that is entailed with getting it unraveled. So that said, you know who owns property out there still. That's all I'll say there. So we could be forced into seating that board if you start selling it, because the bonding company will start seeing that activity. More taxes will be getting paid by those that are actually paying their taxes. So Jody will have to hold more money in escrow for that district until it's seated. Part of the deal with seating the board is probably going to be some negotiations with the bonding company to see if they'll take pennies on the dollar and reduce that bond debt down from $25 million to, let's say, $5 million. Wouldn't that be nice? And then you could reduce the mill levy and that taxing cost would go down. But it's all an if. So our last discussion internally was we may not have to bite the bullet and spend $100,000 on a good land use attorney to help us unravel that. I've had several developers call me on, you know, what's the issues out at Cougar Canyon. I don't know if Jody's got the much or Donna have gotten much interest in picking up any of those properties or not, but thank you.
I've had three, I guess you'd call them realtors, that have contacted me in the last 10 days. They're interested in getting something moving forward.
Commissioner Lopez has his hand raised.
Yeah, Mike, you know, one of the things also is who's holding the bond and have they calculated the interest to date? Do we know that the note is $25 million without interest or with interest? I think that's going to be one of the questions that we need to identify. And I mean, eventually, that bonding company is going to come out of the woodwork because they're going to want to recover some of their initial investment.
Correct. And no, I don't know what it is with interest. I just know that the initial bond was, I think it was 20, and then they went for more. So they got $25 million. They paid some down, but the initial bond was $25 million. What the interest is, I do not know. The last bondholder that I know of was, I believe it's UMB Bank.
Mr. Hess.
So maybe, Jody, you could answer this. What's the bonding company waiting on all these years? Why, if it were you or I, they'd be looking at us.
That's a great question, Tony. I've been asking that question for almost the 15 years that I've been around Cougar Canyon, especially here in the last 10 years, seeing as how Donna has a direct order from the state to hold those funds. We have money sitting in escrow. Like you mentioned, if it were you or another banking entity, I would be knocking on Los Animas County's courthouse's front door and reaching out to the Department of Regulations, say, or Department of Regulatory Affairs, asking, what do we need to do? They're holding my funds. How do I obtain those funds? And I heard Mike mention that we can't release those funds, the county, until they have a seated board to release those funds to. And that's where I keep wondering, who is the bond company? Why haven't they come forward? Because I am applying a mill levy to those properties. The assessment and the taxes are being collected from a small handful, those that are actually occupying or futurely wanting to build out in that development, they are keeping current with their taxes. That's the multi-million dollar question. Where's the bond company? Why have they not come in to collect that? I do have a question to Donna or Pam. Legally, once we obtain those tax certificates, is it within the legal authority of the treasurer to sell those off? And those entities really, I don't think, have much of a say in us wiping those back taxes off. And I don't, like I said, I don't know if that's a question for Donna. If Donna can answer that or if Pam can, I'm just thinking through the process. Once the county obtains those tax certificates, I don't think those entities such as a school district, the county, fire districts, or the Purgatory River Water Conservancy, I don't believe they have anything to say about that, because this is the process that's set up in order to clean up this mess or to circumvent this issue. Because like I posted in the chat, we have 19 actual homeowners in that subdivision. We have 4 large developers in the Cougar Canyon subdivision. Then there is also Stone Ridge, which is the larger 50 to 100 to 200 acre parcels towards the back. And we have, Stone Ridge has 18 owners out there. And that is the undeveloped part of the whole development. So there's some of those in the Stone Ridge. I mean, they're looking at millions of dollars in back taxes, which I gather from Mike speaking, there is no, there's going to be limited development in the future because of the lift station, the infrastructure, things of that nature. And that was all annexed into the city limits of Trinidad. So as an assessor, there's not a lot I can do with that. I can't put it back to an ag value. My hands are pretty much tied. I have to look at it as large acreage, developed parcels that are able to be developed within the city limits.
And I can add to that, and I don't know if Donna's still on or chime in. I believe you're right in that assessment of the forgiving of the taxes. It is up to the treasurer's office to make that request to the OBCC, which is also the Board of County Commissioners, to relinquish that tax debt. And at that time, the treasurer cannot, I believe, admonish or delete that debt, but the Board of County Commissioners can oblige once that request has been made. Is that correct, Ms. Leonetti?
You are correct, Luis.
So as far as getting legal counsel from Pam, I think she would not be able to entertain that at this time, because it is a treasurer's state statute through the treasurer's office that actually hands down through the Board of County Commissioners. So yeah, we would have that authority despite them not wanting to lose out on that funds, but it's the same old adage that Mr. Dorenkamp mentioned earlier, and you know, without putting blame to anybody, we're just going round and round. So is it better to make a move and do something or not? Or get our heads together, see what lots are available that can be, you know, entertained with being productive and look at it that way? Or the talk of who the bonding company is, does the county, does the city, whose cage do we rattle to find this information out? How do we move forward with that, Mike, or Jody, or who, the bonding company? Yes.
Once you, or the county, the commissioners apply for treasurer's deed through my office, we have to send certified letters to the owners, which would be Cougar Canyon or whoever it's owned by, kind of like saying, if you do not come within a few months to redeem out that certificate, the county will get a treasurer's deed on it. So that might be put a little, not a scare into them, but maybe they'll think about that. And maybe they will think, well, I don't want to lose this property, so we better pay these taxes and cancel that deed application.
Okay, but once that is set in motion, we have to follow through with it, correct? So if they do not comply and
yes,
fulfill their debt, then we will take it over and that debt is null and void.
Right. and then they're lost. They don't have that property anymore.
And if there's no liens on it, that's the other aspect of it too. So, Mike, would you recommend that we contact the bond company through our treasurer's and assessor's office, or the city want to do that to kind of get a ballpark feeling where they're at with this? I think that might be the issue that's holding everything up at this point, to see moving forward what they're going to force us to do, or do we force the hand? And I don't want to come across as the county and the city different sides on this, because we have been working on it for a number of years, and now I think we're stronger as an entire two entities than we are standalone, as a city doing it on their own and the county doing our own. So where do we go from there, Mike, with the bond company, and how do we move forward and turn that stone over?
So here's my thought. If you go forward and contact the bond company, then you're going to rattle their cage. And of course, they're going to come down and say, hey, I want my money. They're going to force the city to seat the board. And then it is what it is from there on out. And you will have a developer who owns most of the property back in there. If you forgive the taxes on any of those properties, then you'll have a developer. Or if the county purchases those properties and puts them out to bid, which I would think you'd have to publicly put them out to bid. I think the state statute says for public use within a year. Guess who's going to buy them up free and clear of taxes? So I think you should tread lightly before you rattle cages. I think, honestly, the city and the county should sit down in a room, socially distanced with masks on, and actually have maps in front of us and talk through the issues that are there before we, rattle any cages. That's my thought. Because if the county does move forward on their own, it will burden the city, because now we have a development in city limits that I've bought a lot in there and I want to build a home, and you won't give me a building permit, and we won't give you a building permit because it doesn't have sewer. And we could go back to the development agreements and the performance and payment bonds and all the issues the city fought with attorneys to try and get them to pay their bonds so that we could finish the development. It all fell through, and we are where we're at now. And I know we keep talking about it, but we're going to have to really, in my mind again, have city, county come to terms and hire an attorney that says, okay, here's the scenarios. If you do this, this, and this, this is what happens. If you do this, this, and this, it goes that way. Which way do you want to go? That's my thought. Like I said, if the county moves forward, then the city, is a bad people, and we have to, pave the roads out there that didn't get paved, and pay for a lift station. And it could be for the good of all. But I think going forward, we should go in kind of jointly as a team, with knowing what our options are. You're talking 256 lots, you're talking Stone Ridge, you're talking Cougar Canyon. It's all a shell game that they created out there by changing names. Stone Ridge Metro District covers the entire 1,750 acres. There's 260 lots that have full utilities. There are maybe 260 some lots that are platted. that don't have any roadways in them. So I think personally, if county staff and city staff could get together and hash it out and come up with something ourselves and then present it to our bodies to make some decisions moving forward, I think that would be best.
And that tends to make some sense. I think if we have some apples to apples meetings on this stuff moving forward, at least we're moving forward. But two quick questions, Mike. If the county is, just for sake of argument, takes say one property or two properties out there and takes ownership of those and does the auction and possibly purchases it. And I don't know if we can legally do that, Donna, but that's for another, well, I guess we could find out now. But my question is, would the county have an ability to be seated on that Metro board? So we have county influence on there instead of just homeowners or developers as a voting member of that board, number one, if that's possible at all. And number two is, all that area that do not have the sewage pump station put in, that is not, won't be able to get a building permit because of that, does the city allow septic systems in the city limits where that could be a moot point and we can continue building properties with septic?
So septic systems, they require, my mind went blank. I can't remember if it's half acre or an acre of land. So septics would be kind of out if they're developing on those lots that have water, gas, and electric to them, because those are probably 6,000 square foot lots. So septics would be out. They're too densely packed in there. And I apologize. Can the county go in there, purchase some properties to gain a seat on the board? I think that's a question for your attorney on whether that would be ethical or right to be on a board that oversees tax monies. I don't know that one. I'll leave that up to the attorneys.
The reason I say that, as we all know, the elephant in the room is the concern of taxes being removed and the developer who, you know, had a big part in all of this comes back in and has control again, which possibly could be, you know, fine to move forward if they had the funding and so forth. But also to have some sort of government, whether county or city, influence on the decisions that that board makes. That's the only reason I said that. Then you have some accountability on a government level. But again, you're right, it's probably an ethical question. I'll ask Pam that in executive session at one of our next board meetings.
It's Donna. I have to take off. I have another meeting at 4:00.
Okay, Donna, thank you for your time today. I'll have you and Ms. Amato and Mr. Valentine and Mr. Dorenkamp get together and make a time when you guys can meet with city officials and move forward with some mapping so we can kind of let our boards know what entities are available and not available with the sewage issues and stuff like that, so we can better have better decision making on what properties are available. So thank you, Donna.
Thank you.
Okay, so will that work for you guys, Mike, Phil, Jody, getting together with the city and moving forward? And I think we're kind of at a point. Go ahead, Mike.
Sorry, that would work for me. I think that's the next step in my mind. The way they subdivided that into 18 Stone Ridge lots, and then they re-subdivided into phase one, filing one of Cougar Canyon, and I think it would behoove us to be all on the same page, so I'm up for that
And also, if you could, I'm not speaking on the board's behalf, but on my own opinion, find out an estimation of a possible, since the city is the leading entity for the properties, attorney-wise with Mr. Downs, to see what costs would it be incurred of a land attorney moving forward with this, or kind of an estimation, so that that can be presented to us, and possibly seeing if we couldn't possibly assist. I know it's a city issue. However, our school district in Honey, our ambulance district, our fire districts, the county, the city, we're all taking a hit with this. So my opinion is time to work together, see what we can do as a community to move forward with this project. And we're in a little better spot as a county than we were 4 or 5 years ago, financially, with the sales tax that we've overcome, and with the voters passing the 1A measure this year. So I think we owe it to the community to help move forward in any capacity, just my opinion. So if you could look into that, Mike, and get that to Mr. Bernkamp, that would help us.
Okay.
I'm putting more on you. and Pam too. I mean, you might have a recommendation or to get with Mr. Dorenkamp. If you legal beagles are in that realm. I Mr. Malone was a land attorney, and he's no longer with us in our community. So I know he would have been easy to reach out to. I know he was a land attorney, water attorney too, I think. But Ms. Amato, any closing thoughts or comments?
No, I will see what I can do to get some maps together, and I think hopefully we can make some forward motion, and we'll see where this goes.
Mr. Dorenkamp.
Yeah, I have no issue with getting together with the city and anybody else and trying to pave a path forward. And here's the yeah, but. And the yeah, but is, though, if we hit another roadblock or delay, or we start frankly twiddling our thumbs again and get nowhere with the commissioners, of course it would just be my recommendation. The board is the one that makes these final decisions, but my thoughts would be in to go ahead and look at the tax certificates, tax sale, etc. I mean, I hate forcing anybody's hand, but sometimes you've got to. But yeah, I'm all up for getting with the city and trying to make something work that works for all entities.
Right. Thank you, Phil. Commissioner Hass.
Nothing more to add.
Commissioner Lopez.
Yeah, I really like the idea of actually going out and finding a subject matter expert on land use. That's going to be the next step. You know, while we think this idea is great or that one is great, it would be great to have solid advice from someone that has work with metro districts, that we have the bonding company as the big shadow that it's hunting this whole project. I think so many questions need to be answered, but I support the idea of wholeheartedly, let's get the conversation once and for all seriously going.
Thank you. And I would agree on that. If we were to get some sort of legal counsel to get a starting point, that would help me make a better decision whether to reach out to the bonding company at that point or not. And like I said earlier, rattle the cage, but we'd have better guidance if we had some land legal counsel on that. So thank you everybody for being on the call. If there's any more comments from anybody, entertain a motion to adjourn, please.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Commissioner Felix Lopez.
Yes.
Commissioner Hass.
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez.
Yes. Thank you, everybody. See you in the morning.